The wake up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
It's time now for Brady to give you all the entertaining news that only Brady knows. We call this the Entertainment Drill. It's brought to you by my friends at reactdefense.com. Say, worlds seem a little unpredictable? You think crazy stuff can happen just on a whim? Might want to reset your brain just a little without being crazy. The folks up there at reactdefense.com have been doing this for years and years and years, and not in preparation for the madness. I don't think anybody saw it coming. But why not make it so your brain is a little more comfortable with the idea of, a crazy guy with no arms coming in with a gun trying to rob your jewelry store? A lot of people would bow down to that. You learn how to take care of those situations. It's nuts. It's certainly not a stable environment, and there's no reason to get caught with your guard down and feel a little bit better about yourself. You don't have to go out looking for it. First thing they teach out there is how to de-escalate issues, which is the bigger issue going on in the world right now, and that's one of the things React Defense is huge about, putting you in situations where you can try to de-escalate, try to get out of the fight. The best weapon you have as far as self-defense is getting the away from the problem. And that is something they ingrain in you. It's a great system. It's tried and true, and it's been around for a long, long time for a reason. And there's no reason for you not to get in shape and learn a little something while you do it. ReactDefense.com, especially if you've got kids going to college. They're talking about going back to school next year again and all that stuff. No better time than enrolling somebody right now. Make yourself a little bit of a sheepdog and not a sheep.
I'd say learn all that and then move to Wyoming or something.
And then just be out in the middle of the woods and just be that guy on top of a hill where the drone goes in a circle and films you doing Tai Chi moves for no reason at all. Even though they don't even teach you Tai Chi. Why not? Some sort of a weird meditation gung fu on top of a hill because you're confident.
You can learn a couple of moves.
You're learned.
Get away from all these crazy.
I'll tell you what, Eric. That sounds great. And you live in a barn. I'm fine with that, but yeah.
Somewhere that you can at least get DoorDash still.
Yeah, got to be close enough to Jackson Hole to still get, Jackson's pizza delivered. I'm going to drive all the way down the hill, to get a pie. It takes me an hour and a half, 30 minutes minimum from society, but still the hill, the Tai Chi, that's available. The city can't be seen from your compound, and you're well-trained and you're in good shape.
Don't call it a compound.
Sounds pretty good. No, it's a compound. Oh, I'm building a compound.
Be careful with that.
I will build a compound.
Just don't call it that.
Storm the compound. I'll be the only one in it. If the government kills just one dude in a compound, that's just beating up a rich man. If I'm in Jackson Hole in a compound and I'm alone.
Your wife won't be with
you? She's long gone. I've eaten her. On top of the hill. That's what I'm doing Tai Chi about.
That sounds so nice.
Trying to relax. The probably had a little bloating from all that woman. They'll bloat you,
Did you hear about John?
That bucket of nacho cheese you put on.
He moved to Wyoming, does Tai Chi on a hill, and ate his wife.
Ate his wife, gave him SIBO. He's got a little bulging stomach now. He's got to try to relax that.
2020 really did a number on him.
That's all right. I'm fine with it. But he was well-trained. Don't mess with his compound. He's in good shape. All he does is eat women and Tai Chi and hits the heavy bag now and again. Yeah, it's an unpredictable world. Don't get caught in the predictable unpredictable. Go to reactdefense.com. Take a look at the old Tactical Black and get trained. Be smart. Brady, entertain me.
The article that was posted on Friday about Kylie Jenner being the youngest self-made billionaire and calling it out and saying, no, that's not true.
Right.
Because she and her mom, Kris Jenner, were accused of spinning the web to make Kylie Cosmetics.
To get her in the Forbes.
Yeah. Right. She's not a billionaire. Now they're saying she's worth $900
million. Oh,
yeah.
Garbage. Jeez. She lives in a dumpster.
Which gives the title back to Mark Zuckerberg.
As the youngest. Her comment was great. She's like, I'm not the one who ever said I was a billionaire. Forbes did.
Yeah.
Kylie even said, I don't, that's how much money she's got. I don't know if I'm a billionaire or not. I want that. I want to be there someday.
And she says,
look, you said I was a billionaire. I don't even know if I'm a billionaire. I know I got a lot. You put me on the list. I didn't do it. I mean, there's the website. There's net worth.
Yep.
Who knows?
Well, Caliendo says it's not even close, right?
In certain cases, it's right on the money. And sometimes it's not. I've been on four of those things for some reason.
No, you haven't.
I have too.
Shut up.
They put me, and they put a picture of me right as I was getting LASIK surgery.
So AZ Family did one?
No, they have on, what is that? It's a net. I don't remember if it's networth.com or Yeah, see if it's still on there. Let's see if it's
White Supremacy Net Worth.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say I got $4 million, but that's the me at a, look at the, I'm at the eye doctor.
That has to be the worst photo I've ever seen.
I'm high as a kite about to get LASIK surgery.
Look at this dumb millionaire.
How did that guy do it? They used to say I had five something.
Oh, you dropped.
One said I had like 870.
Because of 2020?
I don't know. Maybe I got, maybe I haven't checked. I haven't checked my portfolio. Maybe I've dumped down a mil.
Based on the yen.
I don't know. I don't know who's basing that or where they got that idea. What website is that?
Is Brady on there? Check Brady.
No, they don't.
Oh, it says on there
Brady, negative. Owner of Porkopolis, multiple Porkopolis locations. Ah, oh, crap, that's old.
Net worth, Brady Bogan. It says Tom Brady's worth a lot, and it says Brady Bogan owes BradyBoganNetWorth.com $300,000. Like, can you owe them money? Did you borrow from the net worth? That's a good person to borrow from, the networth.com
yeah.
people.
I thought so at the time.
They're coming after you, Brady. If you see this man, call us immediately.
He owes us cash.
Search Brady Bogan net worth and it comes up. Brady Bogan earns his shame with wild first pitch.
The only thing you've earned on the internet, Brady, is shame with your first pitch. Brady Bogan net worth.
Well,
Brady,
that's...
Brady Bogan earns shame with wild first pitch, foxsports.com. That's what comes up with your net worth. Shame.
There you go.
I'm worth $4 million. You've earned shame.
And a boatload.
I'm going to start adding up some pennies because I got to get to that $4 million and I got to sell some stuff. They valued everything in my house at a lot.
You got a nice house.
I got a great house, but I got to figure out where this $4 million is because I'd spend that tomorrow.
Is your house paid off yet?
It's none of your business, but pretty damn close.
Dave Ramsey would be proud. You
yeah,
can do the
I
scream?
I could do the scream. I could do the scream. I could do the scream. Because he allows just home, right? Like you can have your only
credit card, home.
Your paid off home is not because he's like that's the paid off home is the new symbol.
They can
of,
figure out equity on that. They also,
but that's a healthy debt. He says,
yeah.
All the other stuff.
So credit card.
Yeah.
So if you're out of all the other debt, cars, credit cards, all
yeah. And then they also base net worth sometimes if you have a life insurance. Program.
I don't.
And they'll say,
so that's what you're banking on.
Yeah, is that your net worth is
when you die.
Brady's got so much life insurance.
I'm so valuable. Dead. Quit saying that.
No,
somebody might take you up
I need
on
to
it.
Get more.
It's Ronnie's birthday. She might
oh,
be wishing
right.
you dead.
Yeah.
And for her gift, more life insurance for Brady. I'm going to take a policy.
She's going to take a policy out today. She's going to cash in on one.
Trying to figure out where this $4 million is. I know I'm down about $5,400 on that bike that I never got back.
Oh, I'm sure the cops are busy looking.
Actually, the cop I talked to Saturday, first thing he said was, first things first. Done about 19 calls on your bike. I'm trying, man. I'm like, thanks, brother.
And you didn't tell him, hey, you could take a few days off on
no,
the bike.
No, I told him, go find my bike.
There's more important things going
it's
on.
It's probably just laying around. Nobody's using it today. One of the bad guys. You'll probably see it in one of the riots. I wonder what I'd do if some dude was at the protest. I'm like, hey.
Would you go down there?
Officer, sorry to interrupt you. I know you guys are busy, but that's my bike. We don't care.
Like, you
no,
just call. You,
you need
go
to
down.
Care. That's my bicycle, and I need somebody to get it right now.
Just hit it with a baton.
Yeah, be a man. Go price down there and get your bike back.
No, I'm not going to do that. That's crazy talk. There's crazy people down there. It's insanity. I care, but I can care with a remote control and a drink in my hand just as easily.
The unwashed are down there.
There's a lot of that. I did say downtown. Now, the Scottsdale riots, that seemed like something I could involve myself in.
Really?
Yeah, that seemed much better. I know the area so much,
much more
better.
Up class.
Yeah, I'll go get one of them pianos. Sounds nice. Get a Steinway. Roll that right down the road.
Put it on top of the Jeep.
That is some high-end looting. The piano store.
Hey, there's a lot of good stuff in the Fashion Square.
Sure is. It's beautiful. Anyway, is that it?
Yeah.
Did you do a story?
I did one.
Yeah. You got anything else?
Two, maybe.
Else? What's the other one?
Yeah.
Well, why are you just quitting?
Well, it was another internet thing. They became obsessed when someone said the fact that John Cena and Jackson Stewart from Hannah, Montana are the same age. So then someone put up a list of celebrities, people that are the same age, like Betty White and Judy Garland.
Jesus, Judy's been dead since the 60s.
Yeah. Harrison Ford, Joe Biden, and Jimi Hendrix.
All the same age.
Yep. The Dalai Lama and Elvis Presley.
Does it count?
Yeah, I mean, if they have...
One has eternal life, though, really.
Princess Diana and Barack Obama.
Wait a minute. What's
Those guys are the same age.
That guy's the same age as John Cena?
Yep.
Does he play a teenager on a Disney show?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, man. I never heard of that guy.
Marilyn Manson and Paul Rudd.
53 or 4, right? That's a weird one. Your 50s are a make or breaker, too, because you can like see some people in their 50s that look great, and then some who don't, like Jeremy. Looks terrible in his 50s. That's 25 years from now, and I already know. Well, there you go. We're all done. Do the best you can do today. That's about it. Try not to burn anything up.
I'm the same age as Brian Urlacher.
Yeah, he's a varying degrees of better than you. I think visually is the least of your concerns.
I think we're bros, man.
Yeah. Call him up and see if he wants to be your bro.
78.
That's great. I don't think he cares.
I see him at the Chick-fil-A in Chandler every once in a while.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Nice hair, bro.
He's got a sweet Ford Raptor.
That sounds nice. It's a Burlocker.
I should go hang.
Hello, year brother. You'd find him the creepiest man alive. Brian Urlacher wants to be friends because you're born in 78 and go to his house. He has 78 parties all the time.
Although we'd probably get in an argument because I'm bald and he's not anymore.
Like, where did you get that?
Yeah, he doesn't want to hang.
I'd be tugging on that hair all the time, ripping chunks out because I bet you it's just sitting there, barely locked down. Anyway, we're done. Monday's in the books. Your curfew is 8 o'clock tonight, so get everything done. Sit, rest easy. We'll all sort this out eventually. Or we won't.
I say we won't.
And I'm with you, Eric. History is my guide tells me this is just another blip in the horrifying radar of the way people treat each other throughout
time. The show continues.
Yeah. And Brady's God's incredibly funny experiment to only him continues.
Give me those glasses,
you guys
Brady.
You want it to yourself? Okay, here you go.
Give me the glasses. I'm ready.
What do you mean you want it to ourselves? Don't get me started on that guy.
Would you take Brady's rose-colored glasses?
Right now? No, I demand reality.
Do you?
Yeah, I kind of
have to. I don't know. I'm starting to lean that direction.
That's what I say about Brady's glasses. I wish I could get into that mindset.
I find myself avoiding the news more and talking about it.
You know what I find myself doing more? Not avoiding the news. Caring is gone.
I don't know. Empathy. We got pretty passionate in here a little bit.
No, it's not hard, but it's not a passion towards like I got to have this happen. It's a passion toward, like, to me, my passion is, why isn't anybody thinking 3 or 4 steps down the road? But I don't, like, it's just
we're
going to
end up like Brady is a football fan, an NFL fan.
Yeah, where I'm just like, well, that's what's happening. That's kind of where I'm empathetic to a certain point. I'm resigned to the idea that I just got to keep trucking my own life forward.
You're putting the glasses on.
It isn't. I'm recognizing all of the around me. I'm just accepting it. I'm not going, this looks great. That's the glasses. I'm going, oof, more crap. Oh, well, I'm surrounded by
Brady accepts it.
Love watching the game. You root for your team. You try not to let over
Who's
a
your
day.
Team,
you
Whitey?
Try not to, you know, on a loss, let it ruin more than a day.
Shut up. A Bengals loss has never ruined
not
your
Bengals,
day.
That's Buckeyes Browns? College.
Oh. Yeah.
That's why I said NFL football.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a college football fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you watch NFL like...
Yeah, but the college loss is a lot harder than the NFL.
Well, yeah, Brady. Yeah.
You like and you have a passion for it.
Because you're a Buckeye.
We're saying you got to watch the NFL. Have more of your attitude towards the NFL, towards humanity, which is, I'll watch the game, I'll root for my race. I think that's what he said. And then I'll just not let it bother me.
There's always next week.
Yeah, I don't let it bother me. I have less and less outward empathy. That bothers me. That bothers me. As I'm less empathetic.
It still bothers you.
No, the whole thing is just, it's expected. I'm actually not like sitting back going, oh, why is this? I know why it's happening. But I'm kind of like, well, let's see how this ends.
You're woke, but you don't want to care.
And I'm not even that woke. I'm just kind of like aware. I don't say that's woke. I'm not active. I just hope
that's
for
true. You're too old for woke.
I just hope for yeah. I'm not woke. That's TikTok-y.
You just need to start knelting more often.
Yeah, I got to knelt on things.
That's what we all need to do today. Knelt. Is knelt.
Knelt and think. It's done. Larry's lunch sack is back today. That's right, and he's got vaccines for you, folks, because everybody forgot over the weekend that the coronavirus is still killing us all.
That's who I trust, Larry, with my vaccine.
Larry's got tests and vaccines. That's all we can give away in the Larry's lunch sack today, so keep an eye on that. If you
working real hard all weekend.
Yeah, he's good. Larry was baking. He's tried to make some bagels, and behold, came up with a vaccine.
The Colquitt bagel.
That's how it happens.
Behold. Hey,
look, that's how it happens. Like, we have penicillin because a dude, a baker screwed up, made mold. Hey, I think I can use this for stuff. You always leave it to the bakers. Larry came up with a vaccine. He's gotten his lunch sack and some movie tickets to a theater you're not allowed in. So enjoy the rest of this up mess. It's Larry McFeely coming up next. Have a great day. It's impossible. It's 98 KUPD. So long.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.